The Ludo.
Ludo, we don't know his wife's name. Ludo.
I have it written down. Hello, hello, hello. It's nice to see you, Welcome once again to Play Your Pods Right. My name is Steve, and joining me on this trip to the Great White North, it's my maple leaf muscle, it's my lovely wife, it's Hayley. Hayley, how are you?
Hello. Maple leaf muscle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pete Williams.
Pete Williams.
Okay. I didn't know that. I'll not object to being compared to Pete Williams, that's fine. You can carry on.
Yeah. And of course, where would we be without him? Also joining us, the Johnny Divine to my A1. It's Simon. Simon, how are you?
Simon's not happy with his intro. Do you want to be Pete Williams?
It was in my contract. I'd not refer to as Johnny Divine anymore.
Fine, my Scott D'Amore.
Oh, he's pudgy. I want to be Robert Rood. Only to send a picture of him.
Okay, I can offer you Eric Young.
Okay,
we can get this back on track. So, this is a very interesting one that was a find by our dear Simon, and one we've wanted to cover for a very long time. In case you hadn't guessed, this is a Canadian show called Mad Dash.
Yay!
What a thing this is. So, let's get to it, Simon. How did you even come across this?
Pure luck. I was literally looking for random game shows. And this one came up, so I watched it and loved it. And have been obsessed with it ever since.
That's fair. That's a fair assessment. I'll give you that one.
I wouldn't call it luck.
Well, I was looking for it. Yeah. It's pure luck that I found this episode.
So the original air date was 1978 and it ran to 1981. And I'm sad that it only lasted 3 years, if I'm completely honest.
I'm so sad it's still not going now.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh. Oh. We know who Johnny Divine is now.
So it was devised by Sidney M. Cohen, and your hosts were Sidney Cohen presented the pilot, but then it moved to Pierre Lalonde, and he had it for its full run.
I'd miss your French pronunciation.
Did you not listen to the specials?
Yes, I did, but still.
So the format, three pairs take part in a giant board game. One is the dasher walking around the board, and the other is the roller who rolls the die and answers questions.
And one is a prancer.
Which one's Cupid? Rudolph!
Pierre!
The die had pips 1 to 5, and the sixth side was a dollar sign which added $10 to the team's bank. To win, the dasher had to land on the win space with an exact roll from the roller. Spaces around the board awarded prizes and money, as well as standard roll again spaces, lose a turn, etc., as well as ones for special mini games as well, which is pretty much live action Mario Party.
I can't argue it.
Yeah.
I can't argue it.
And they did winner stays on as well, and another pair of teams would come on, and if they won 7 games in a row, they'd get $250 and merch.
Wow, wee!
It was the Lucky 7 prize.
Yeah. Which, spoilers for the game, he did not shut up about.
Yeah, but to be fair, he didn't shut up about a lot of things.
That is also true. But so the prizes, it was mostly cash, and as I said, you get the odd bit of merch. I mean, it's not quite a countdown teapot, is it?
Cash, rude boy. Cash.
Yeah. A couple of facts. This was very hard to find anything about, by the way, I must say. Sadly, only a few episodes still exist, as the vast majority were wiped, unfortunately.
But no, though, if they record it, what you do is you put a little bit of tape over the VHS.
Yes.
That's what you need to do. Or plaster.
Yeah. Stop the tab getting...
Yeah.
Yeah. It was adapted for Polish TV in 1998, so 17 years after it had finished. And I wonder how that even came around.
We have this idea, Mr. Robert Lewandowski, that you can play on this board game. That's it.
That's it. Okay. So... I was just mindlessly scrolling through, trying to find bits and bobs, and was looking at Sidney Cohen's career, and saw a credit of Cooking with the Wolfman, and got very excited.
No!
It turns out Wolfman is just the surname of a Canadian Aboriginal chef.
Oh! There's so many options it could have been.
I know. I got excited. I was like, what the fuck is this? And then it's just that, oh.
Oh, come on. You can't have had the first thought like I just had then.
Go on, what was your thought?
Wolf from Gladiators.
Yeah, me too.
No, but now I need that in my life.
A cooking programme with Wolf the Gladiator.
And Ainsley Harriet.
Oh, ready to stay cook and John Anderson's the ref?
Tremendous.
Ainsley, are you ready? You will go on May 1st whistle. Ready, steady, cook.
Tremendous. I mean, as far as memories, yeah, obviously nada. Obviously didn't grow up with it. It's just Simon texting me, check this out. Like, that was pretty much it.
And you've watched it about 300 times since.
Yeah, pretty much.
I watched it once. That's enough for me.
Wow.
Now you know why it's me and Steve that do mainly these podcasts.
Oh, dear.
I didn't like this one. I'm sorry.
Hello, this is Phil Collins. I'm a drummer, aren't I? I'm just here to say you should listen to the Revelation Station podcast, available anywhere you can get podcasts.
Wait, Phil. Have they asked you to make this promo for a podcast? Why haven't they asked me, Tony Banks? I'm a respected musician. You're only a... What does he do again?
I'm a drummer.
Oh yes, you drum, don't you? But I'm a musician. Musician, Philip.
Well, they've asked me because I'm a much more friendly face, aren't I?
I'm friendly. I have at least a friend.
You've got two friends. It's me and Mike. Everybody else thinks you're a prat.
Do they?
Yes. Why do you think Steve left the band?
Steve left the band?
Yes. Ages ago. You know how you could find out how?
How?
By listening to the Revelation Station podcast, available wherever you can get podcasts.
I don't listen to that sort of drivel. I'm too busy making masterpieces of music.
They did a review of your first solo album.
Did they? Did they like it?
Why don't you find out by going to www.revelationstationpodcast.com/episode and you'll be able to find out.
I shall do that almost immediately after my latest masterpiece.
Oh, gold.
The Revelation Station Podcast. Genesis album reviews, comedy sketches, and general silliness. Available on all major podcast platforms or direct from the website www.revelationstationpodcast.com. And you can also find us on Facebook. Please enjoy.
So, the episode we watched, all we got, is from 1980 at some point. The announcer sounded like Mean Gene.
Mean Gene on crack.
Maybe, yeah. And the screen transitions into this weird, like, I can't even describe this.
Blueprint.
Like, yeah, it goes blue, and you can just see moving outlines of people in white, so they just dance around the studio. Like, it was some weird, like, old grey whistle test shit. Like,
can we just say, though, what a theme tune.
Yeah.
What
it's a good
one. A fiend tune.
It's a good one. It's definitely a good one. Then again, announcer in such. It was in such a rush to announce Pierre. And Pierre looks like he's wearing a wig, I have to say. But this is great work for when you're taping in sequence but not sure how it's airing. Like, he just kind of says, like, oh, what a game we had last time.
Nice, beautiful, happy group. You know what, Nick? You know what?
Yes, sir.
We had such an exciting show yesterday.
Wasn't it?
And today I have a feeling it's going to be the same thing, and I just want to get to it.
Oh, yesterday was exciting. Let's get back to it.
Yeah. I can't believe those wolves appeared yesterday.
We got our contestants introduced, but I have no idea who they are. A bit of a Price is Right kind of feel. Like, you know, it was a kind of come on down kind of...
Well, team one was Betty and Gillet. Who looked like a member of the Four Horsemen.
He did. He did look like Double A.
And their opponents were Christy and Udo.
Yeah, I've said here, like, the fashion sense, the 70s weren't quite dead yet, were they?
Oh, no. I mean, Udo, like, what a man.
Yeah, yeah. And returning champions, as you say, Betty, and at first I thought you said Jill.
Yeah, I thought he did say Jill.
Yeah.
I rewatched it, he said Jill.
And has so far racked up... So here's where it gets... And we'll kind of break this down in a bit. But it's very deceptive because he says $3,600 racked up. So, yeah, I've said not bad. And yet we get a glimpse of the tag and it's Gilles. Apparently we're in the middle of a game, but the other team are Christy and Udo. Udo.
Udo. Udo.
And his wife, Udo. Christy.
His wife is Christy. And the X2 play Cluedo.
And Ludo.
And Ludo.
Oh dear.
With Udo. Ludo with Udo. That is a documentary I want to see.
Oh dear. But Gilles and Betty are also on the verge of their lucky seven bonus for being 7-day champions. And Pierre says, that could happen to you. And Chrissy does not look convinced.
Do you think Udo was supposed to be called Uno?
Who knows? If he was an only child, maybe.
Yeah, because it could have gone like, it's your first child, Uno! Because when you get down to one card, you have to go Uno. And... Udo.
But currently, Betty and Gilles have won $100.
Gilles.
Have won $100, dinner for two, and an encyclopedia. So I'm starting to see why Christy didn't look convinced that, you know, they could possibly become 7-day champions. They take the place on the board from where they left off the day before, and Betty is two spaces away from a win, whilst Udo is only halfway round.
You've missed the most important bit, where the husband of one team and the wife of the other team go running hand in hand to the board.
Why did they have to hold hands? Why are you running onto the game board, holding somebody else's wife's hand?
And mincing.
And skipping, merrily skipping along.
Just chucking, and then just chucking your keys into the bowl on the way out.
Well, that's up to them. What they get up to after the show is none of our business.
And
I'm going to...
Well, that was my next point. Can we talk about how they take their position, having to go hand in hand as if they're about to go gaily dancing around the maypole, is how I've worded it here.
They're going to do the Udo.
Because, now, the thing is, Udo does have a chance here because, of course, Gilles has to roll exact for the win. So even though Betty's only two spaces away, they've still got to get the exact roll.
If you're two away and you roll a five, you have to go forward two, back three.
Back three, exactly, yeah. Gilles gets the control question, something about Mexicans.
Yeah, and you know what the question was? Do you know what the question was?
It was something about sombreros.
No, right, the question was, what do Mexico produce that no other country produces? Sombreros, oil, or Mexicans? Para toda mi gente mexicana, todos mis
latinos, es hora de cambio. Yeah.
That was the question.
Yeah, I...
And whatever her name was, Christy... And then Christy, before she answers, goes, oh, sombreros.
Ah, dear.
So, which other country produces Mexicans?
I mean, second, third generation Mexicans in like other countries that have eloped.
It's the 80s, mate.
Yeah, I guess.
Plus Udo.
But yeah, rolls for $10 bonus and then rolls a five, making them go back to the go broke space and lose all the money anyways.
No. Didn't make him go back, but he joyfully skipped every one. One, two, three.
That was something else I was going to say. Like, whenever you're stepping around the board and you're moving your spaces, is it like a requirement that you have to do this stupid little skip and jump thing?
I hope so.
To make it more interesting.
It's just in the spirit of the game, isn't it, I guess?
It was Strictly Come Dancing before it was originated.
Yeah.
You look like a twat.
But then he rolls another five and gets her $100 back. So what was even the point?
Because Udo, that's why.
I guess, but yeah. And then the next question. Beware the Ides of March, April or May. Christy says May, making me want to kill myself. And Gilles grabs the dice and fucking Pierre chastises him by saying, well, you're feeling confident. It's like, oh, no, I would be too.
Pierre stood for no flack.
No, he was quite a no-nonsense presenter. I kind of liked him, actually.
At least someone did.
But he rolls a one, gets a free roll, rolls a one again for the win. Total winning sum so far, $4,200. However, Udo and Christy do get another chance. I didn't realise it was a best of three kind of scenario.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you watched it before, Steve, you know.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, that's just it. Like, I've never seen it before, never heard of it before, and I've only watched this one episode for sake of the podcast, and I didn't have a clue what was going on, And then you go to an ad break and you start the next game and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. Oh, and on the board is a lose-loss square. So if one of the couples lands on it, it wipes out their losses. So if we're in a tie-break situation, we're in a tie-break situation here, basically. And that was never spelled out, that they're one game each. So, like...
there's just no explanation of what the fuck is going on.
I think they're very much in the kind of thought bubble of everyone watches this show, so everyone knows what's going on.
As they should.
But as Pierre keeps telling us, Betty and Gilles are one away from the Lucky Seven. Again, I should have made a tally for this, for like how many times he says it. And I'm not going to do a video edit like I did that time with Krypton Factor, because that was just torture.
Yes, because Sir Steve Redgrave actually appeared on the Mad Dash. He teamed up with Udo.
Pierre tells us he has a gripe with Betty because only yesterday did she mention she was from Prince Edward Island. I've never heard of it, but looked it up and it seems very nice, very picture postcard.
No, oh, it's a lovely town. It's not a town. Oh, it's a lovely city. It's not a city. I mean the village, a village.
Yeah.
You must go.
Yeah, it was. I think he must have worked for the tourism board at this point, like, or at least.
Well, to be fair, he's probably thinking, I'm not gonna have much run on this. I need a part-time job.
Yeah, but then we get basically. Then he just kind of says, "Oh, and then we've got a kind of international flavor because Christy is from Washington and Udo is from Mönchengladbach in Germany." Well, at first he thought he was from Munich.
Because you're from Munich, like that tune, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's like Mönchengladbach, which is in Germany, but he's like. And he's like, any memories? No. Oh, of course, you moved when you were a small child. Oy, oy, oy. We get a music question. We can't hear it for rights reasons, but through the question we can hear it's Mr. Tambourine Man by the Byrds. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song
for me. Oh, I was so hoping it was sort of like, Smack My Bitch Up by Prodigy.
20 years too early, but yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, but Udo, listen. Udo just screams to me like he would listen to that sort of music. He's German.
But Udo gets it and rolls a 1. Not very helpful, but he gets him $75, so they're on the mark. Udo gets the next one again, rolls a 5, and they win games and toys. Now, I don't know if it's just me. That doesn't hit my ear right. Games and toys. Surely it's toys and games.
Canada, mate. Backwards country. Well, it is this bizarre world, because they say it on wrestling all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter, but yeah, I don't know. It just didn't hit my ear right. But then we get a question about Ricardo Montalban from Fantasy Island. Anyone who doesn't know, he was the short fella, I think.
I thought he was from Tracy Island.
Oh, dear. Here's one we made earlier. Udo rolls a 2, so they land on a roll back space, which puts them back to where they started. And then they get to roll again. So this game is incredibly forgiving.
It's a bit like Joey and Friends when he auditions for the... for the quiz show.
Yeah.
Bamboozle. It's like, it's easy. You just got to go up here and do this and then.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this. So, but from that, Udo rolls a 3 to land on a breakaway space that everyone seems very excited about, but I have no idea what's going on. Okay, so here's some much-needed excitement in this game. With the breakaway, you roll for how many seconds you get to just run. Udo gets a 2. Now, I'm going to take this back in a minute, but I feel I could run most of that board in 2 seconds, personally.
Yes, you could.
Because it's an audio podcast, Simon is furiously shaking his head.
Well, that's why I'm doing it, because I'll get no flack for it. Because you cannot prove it.
Yeah, but or at least get very close based on where they were on the board. Now, I was going to call bullshit here until... because on initial viewing, when the 10-second... 2 seconds were up. I would have said she was on the hotel space.
Exactly what I thought.
But then I wound it back. Second watch, she absolutely was where the judges said she was, which is the dreaded change spaces square.
Oh, no!
And as Aussie Man Reviews would say, destination fucked for Udo and Christy. Right back to the start for them. Thank you for that. It means I don't have to put the sound effect in I was going to put in. Big problem here, some very problematic language when they're doing the changeover. Here's what Pierre says. He's got over 3,700 riding on this. Betty is the one answering the questions. Gilles is just going for a stroll around this fucking board. And Betty has as much stake in this as he does, so fucking acknowledge her, that she is part of this game.
Acknowledge me.
Betty gets in, rolls a 5, and so all they need is 2 to win. Next question, Betty in rolls a 5 though, so we're skipping forward 2 and skipping back 3. Gets the next question, which rolls a 4, which puts them on free roll. She gets the 1 and win the lucky 7, which is all Pierre has talked about the whole fucking game. And in the background, I could see Betty absolutely fuming on that start square. Like, she was fuming. And I mean, yeah, it was judges that kind of put them back there, but they were right to do so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Christy.
Yes, Christy. So, yeah. So either, yeah, she either should have run faster or more tactically, I think.
If she had a long dress on, she might have done.
Yeah, that's true. And Pierre says, oh, Christian Udo, I was rooting for you.
Fucking liar!
You couldn't stop talking about the Lucky 7 jackpot, so were you, fuck? Quite frankly.
Yeah, but you can promote something and still root for the other people.
I guess, yeah. But Christian Udo go to leave, and they just leave Gilles hanging as he goes in for the handshake.
You just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
So we've been led up the garden path with this Lucky 7. Because they've been saying, oh, it's $3,700. And, you know, which for me, when I first heard that, that sounded like a really odd amount. But no, it's $3,700 worth of prizes. So here's the full rundown.
Our Lucky 7 jackpot contains a remote control TV converter, a practical sewing machine, an easy-to-read set of encyclopedia, and for your comfort, a beautiful recliner, and for your kitchen, an all-purpose kitchen machine to help you prepare your favorite meal. To help clean up, we've got a new dishwasher, and to keep food fresh, a frost-free refrigerator with many deluxe features. And to help stock it, we're adding $250 in cash.
That includes a sewing machine and an encyclopedia that they already won in the last round, by the way.
No, you see, I think you're wrong here, Steve, because I think it's what they've won during the whole 7 games that they've won.
Hmm.
Bit like Brucey Showcase, this is what you've won so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you said that it was £3,700 worth in prizes, but then they read off this list of prizes, but then their actual money total went up to
£8,000, yeah.
Which would imply that they've added $3,700 to their previous total.
Yeah, no, it's $3,700 worth of prizes. So, like, that sewing machine, those encyclopedias, and blah, 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 are worth $3,700, is what they're saying. That's the total value of prizes.
So they've got $8,000 in total worth of prizes?
Yeah, yeah. So, so you got a sewing machine, encyclopedia that already won, some weird TV converter. Like, what the hell was that?
It was HDMI thing before HDMI became a thing.
I guess, yeah, probably.
A lot of things there.
And a beautiful recliner that even Marty Crane from Frasier, I think, would scoff at.
Oh, we have to have a Frasier reference, of course.
That was vile. And yeah, the only cash that they got out of that was $250. So they won all this stuff. Oh, and $250, by the way, yeah.
Well, yeah, because they've only landed on... Because in the 2 games that we watched, they went broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, they also make it sound like they can just keep playing for as long as they want. Like, I thought it was win for X amount of days and then you're done. But no, like, they just keep going.
They can win another Lucky 7.
Yeah.
Sexy 14.
We've not had this for a while.
A member of our studio audience may receive 4 pieces of Stradolina luggage from the Gold Plate Collection. 2 Pullmans on wheels with matching garment and shoulder bags. A totally new concept in luggage design with leather touch vinyl. Could be yours from Stradolina. And swimwear fashions from Sea Queen. Attractive swimsuits and cover-ups from the latest styles of today's woman. Resort wear with a flair from Canada's leading fashion supplier, Sea Queen. Pierre.
A member of the studio audience may win.
May.
Yeah.
Maybe in the key
these
word.
Prizes are fantastic.
Yeah.
Just for whoever's in the audience.
Yeah.
Leather luggage.
Mm-hmm.
And swimsuits.
Yeehaw.
And what was the average audience age?
Probably not old, too old to be seen in a swimsuit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But the next contestants up are Alton and Lynn. Lynn's a bus driver and gets a round of applause for that.
Give her a standing O.
And Alton is the dispatcher for the bus company, and that's how they met.
Ah, right, one of them couples.
Yeah. Gilles gets $20 and rolls a 1 for $75 space. He gets the next question, which was a music question, and then rolls a 2 to get a free roll. Rolls another 2 to play a bonus game to throw balls at a target and win bonus cash and even possibly wipe away their loss.
It was the shooting star square.
Yeah, sorry.
Like a shooting star.
I thought you were gonna...
going across the sky.
Across the game board.
Across the Cluedo.
And yeah, I thought this was like throwing balls through a hole, but they're actually Velcro. And you get 3 throws to get a prize slash consequence. She gets the lose-loss straight away. And Gilles rolls for a 2 for a change places. Doesn't matter because he gets the next question right for 4. Gets a free roll and then gets the games and toys. And we go to break. Back from break. And prizes brought to you by...
Prizes in this game are a portable television from Electro Home. It's a 12-inch AC-DC Envoy, complete with front panel controls, UHF loop antenna, earphone jack plus earphones. It's from Electro Home. And skill challenging games from Leisure Dynamics, featuring Superfection. Put the geometry puzzles together and race against the clock. And Track 4, beat your opponents before the tower beats you. Ask for Lakeside for fast action games. And from Brother for typing and calculating, the Vox Support 12-inch portable typewriter, a slim 8-digit electronic calculator, and their new metric conversion calculator. With a Brother, you'll never have it so good. And from York's, an easy-to-read precision quartz clock with an FM-AM radio. Battery backup system keeps clock going in a blackout. Unique quartz accuracy from York's, Pierre.
Thank you very much.
We get the nice little promotional consideration paid for by the following. But we're out of time, and we thank Holiday Inn for contestants and crew and wardrobe and even hairdresser credits, which I've never seen before.
No, but it's well deserved. I mean, they're vital.
Yeah, no, it was just weird. I mean, you brought this up, hey, like it was weird to come back from break just to go to credits.
Yeah, I found that strange, but that's a American / Canadian thing, isn't it?
I was gonna say we had that with Scrabble.
Yeah, and Scattergories and stuff. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so I mean, as far as revivals. Not sure if they've tried to bring this back in Canada, but like much as I'd love to see it trialled over here, I think we're way beyond like the wacky game show.
Oh no. Oh no, Stephen, you are so wrong, my sir.
Go on.
No, I just think it would work.
Fair. Now,
like a Saturday night Half-Five light entertainment show.
Yeah. I guess. I mean,
get like some celebrities on it and stuff just for a laugh. Like a celebrity and a member of the public, and
yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, as long as they don't have to do the
skipping. they have to do that.
But do you know? I mean, do you know what? Had this been exported back in the day, I think Brucey would have been a perfect fit for this.
Yeah, because he would have ended up dancing down the board.
Exactly. I mean, you can imagine the opening, and also imagine when he's totting up like the prize value as well. He's doing the hey, yeah, that kind of thing.
You get nothing for a nudo.
Not in this game. But yeah, I think you could have struck gold with this back in the day. Definitely in the 90s, this would have been the one.
Come on, dollies. You're so appealing. Grab those Udo and let's go Cluedo.
But yeah, so that was Mad Dash. I want to thank Hayley and Simon as always. It's been a pleasure. And with that, it's admin time. So to all you wonderful people listening, please check out our link tree for all links to our social medias, all the podcast players you can find us on, my guest appearances, and even our YouTube playlist where we've put all the shows we've covered so far at linktr.ee/playyourpods. And if your podcast player allows, why not leave us a little rating and review? And if you like what we're doing, tell a friend, as word of mouth is still the best marketing tool going. Our logo is by Luke Burton of Jailhouse Designs. Look him up on Instagram at @jailhousedesignsx for all your graphic needs. Our theme tune is royalty free, but I want to shout out anyway, and is titled The Winner, and is by Colin Thompson. We'll be back for some more game show goodness down the line, but until next time, it's a goodbye from me, Steve. It's a goodbye from Hayley. It's a goodbye from Simon. Didn't they do well? Thank you, everyone. Peace and good cheer.
Udo.